ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura in Tāmaki. Yep, that's me, Anahila Kanungata Asuisuiki. This is a great Wednesday to be spending time with you today. And in Well with Anahila today, we have got Whaia Pare Matthews, who is a teacher who's been teaching for 30 years. And I visited Rose Hill College with the Prime Minister, the Honourable Jacinda Ardern, recently, and I got to meet Whaia Pare Matthews, and I just thought, wouldn't it be a good idea for Whaia to come and talk to us about what's happening at Rose Hill College? Yeah. So, kia ora pare, welcome to Well with Anahila. We'll start off by, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I'm a mother of five children, 10 mokopuna, number 11 on the way, so really excited about that. Lost my eldest child in 1991 through tragic drowning, and took us a week to find her body. So wellness is very important to me, especially on recent, in the last past 4 years, separating from my partner and just dealing with the traumatics of that.
Well, thank you, Pare. In the short 2 minutes, you've talked a lot about your journey coming along. So it is about talking about well-being. So in terms of the program for Anahila, we talk about what you do for well-being, what you do, and anything else you want to share with the group, because people may be listening and think they could, you know, learn a couple of things from us. So I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your child and the ending of a relationship. But tell us about, it's all up to you, but tell us how you cope.
So more recently, in the past 4 years, I wasn't coping very well at all. Struggling with the emotional effects of separation and just life in itself, life at work, and the dramas that happen there, and having a big load to carry. But I suppose meditation recently has come into my life. I have actually worked with some really great people at Rose Hill College, Janet Milnes, Bill Hubbard, Paula Crisnell. They were all counsellors there. And great mentors, in the fact that when I was going through my separation, it wasn't the greatest. So putting a safety plan in place for me and understanding things like this. As Māori, we think we have to deal with everything and be able to cope, and it's uncool to speak to anyone about our difficulties or things that are going on in our life, but these people were able to help me grow in my role as kaimanaki. I had Vicky Wooding was the nurse on site as well, very great friend in that sense, and got a very passion for youth. She's actually working in the prison with our young people at the moment, so I'm happy for her. But all my mentors left, and we had a change of members in the department, and that too became a struggle, dealing with the new changes that I had to go through. But when I say meditation, it got to the point last year where I actually had a breakdown and I couldn't return to work, bringing in through to my doctors and just saying, I need help. I knew something was wrong with me. I wasn't thinking properly. So from those steps, I got involved with mental health and I went to one of our tupuake facility in Papatoi, and they looked after me very well. During that time, I was listening to YouTube and an ad came through, and it was about meditation. And something about it connected with me, where I listened to the whole ad and then I carried on listening to more things, and found out all those resources that we have online, which are fantastic, but, you know, not everybody knows they're there. So, you know, just typing in, if you can get a hold of a computer, typing in mindfulness or meditation or self-help sort of guides, I was a proud person when I lost my daughter in 91. Like I said, it took a week to find her body. And I went to a counsellor at that time. And just to keep it short and sweet, it was irrelevant, the discussions we were having.
With the counsellor?
With the counsellor. And I totally disliked
counseling from that experience.
It was and she was saying to me things like, well, why do you think you're suffering this depression so badly? And I just said, I lost my firstborn child tragically. It took us a week to find her body. And then she wanted to know about my childhood and my parents' lives, where that's where I felt was irrelevant. In that instant, I made up my mind back then in 91 that's it. I didn't like the medication I was on. I felt like a zombie. Don't like zombies or any movies to do with zombies now. And I gave up the medication and I gave myself a self-talk to get my act together. I still had my youngest child at that time was 6 months. So I lost a connection between her during that year of mourning and my other children, where I couldn't even take family photos and things like that because there was somebody missing. So, yeah, a big, I think, effect I've seen now with my children growing up and some of the different ways they are to how I brought my children up. And, yeah, I own that because of my experience.
Thank you. I'm a grandmother, a mother and a grandmother. And I've not lost a child, so I can't begin to say that I understand, but I can be with you at this moment. So thank you for your courage, for sharing a very personal experience that you've gone to. But I think it is brings us to about being well, is that you actually got to seek help.
Mean, I've just engaged in a counsellor this year, which has been really good. I have enjoyed those conversations. I believe they're more relevant to helping me deal with what I didn't know I was suffering was anxieties. Sometimes we just call it depression, but we don't realise that some of these things are anxieties. And when I couldn't get out of bed, when I couldn't fill in forms, when I couldn't contact the school to say something's wrong with me, I'm not feeling myself, and then I didn't understand it until listening to the YouTube and the meditations and then finding some of those clips, YouTube clips, that helped me deal with insomnia that I was going through. So helped me sleep. I couldn't sleep and things like that. When I was feeling anxious about any kind of thing, there's something on there that can help you. And if the listeners are listening and they do want that kind of support, there is support out there if they're too shy to go and seek support person to person with another person, because I was one of those chickens. Put it that way. It wasn't until I contacted the doctors and told them, no, something's wrong with me, they picked me up and they looked after me the whole day until I went into the mental health service, and that I realised there were some serious things going on, and I needed to check myself out because I know, well, it got to the point I felt like I didn't know I was this strong woman, that I always felt like I'm a strong woman, I can do this. You know, you cope with anything, you deal with family life and things like that. But, I had to actually admit at that time I wasn't. So listening to the different YouTube clips that helped me deal with some of the thoughts that were going on in my head were fantastic. And because I'm quite spiritually in tune with the universe and that, and just listening to the radio prior to coming on, I was listening to that, and I totally resonated with the speaker about the lady who is passing away and that. And I was having a little tear to myself because more recently this year, I self-harmed. I got myself into a position where I self-harmed. And that it's nothing like death, near death, to make you wake up and appreciate life. In another sense, there being back at school this year has been an eye opener, and the fact that I'm using the tools that I've used to help myself with our students and our whānau and sometimes our staff that ain't coping too well, and I suppose that proudness within ourselves to seek that help.
Seek help. Mm. Yeah, because this year, as a government, we're taking mental health seriously.
Yes, I think that's
one of the
wonderful
things. Yeah, one of the things that people were telling us that we really need to look at mental health. And that's why the last 2 years, we're taking mental health seriously, and it's good to start the kōrero, the discussion about it. And I just want to acknowledge your kōrero today, that you've shared some very personal experiences, but at the same time, it is the beginning.
Yes.
Hey?
Yes.
Yeah. It's talking to someone about it or seeking help. Faya, your role at Rose Hill College, I read from here that you've been at Rose Hill College since 2013.
Yes.
And in the Māori department, and shortly you assumed the position of kaimanaki in a temporary role in the last 2 years before being appointed to the full-time role. Now, tell us about the kaimanaki role.
Okay, so my role is predominantly for Māori. I'm open, the door's open for any ethnicity, you know, I'm very open about that. But to make connections between our, sometimes with our students, families and our teachers or staff, I organise or run the Māori Leadership Group, so helping our young people get into, like, how we did the Porphyry when you guys came
through.
Oh, that
was excellent,
That wasn't my doing at that time, that was Kokalea. Yeah. But she was, you know, our kids were fantastic to do that. But showing them or getting them involved in tikanga Māori. Sometimes it's... I work with our families. Well, actually, we've got a te rōpū awhina, and that's our Māori parent body, and try to engage our whānau to come in to support their students, their tauira, their tamariki mokupuna, and to help support us as a school so we can keep their connection strong so our students stay engaged in school. So it's about engaging our students, keeping them engaged or re-engaging in some points where some of our students' absenteeism is really high and different dynamics between students and staff sometimes. I go in and I do the restorative conference between them, and we get a good outcome usually. If there's any repeat offenders, well, I will have a kōrero with them, and we would just, you know, look at the best interest for the student and our teachers as well, because their well-being is just as important.
Yes, yes. It's really... insight, you bring insightful experience into that area, and when you shared your experiences before. So tell me about something that what makes you what's uplifting in your role as the kaimanaki at Rose Hill College?
Being able to let our tamariki, our tauira, be able to express themselves as they truly are and help them understand the importance of education and help them realise or re-realise their dreams of who they wanted to become. Prior to Rose Hill College, I was at Papakura South School, now known as Kerarui Park Campus. That's just around the corner. So I know a lot of the students through passing through there, because
so
I was there for 10 years.
So
I've got that connection with the whānau as well there. So that has been a blessing for me in that stance, where I, knowing the whānau, when there's issues that are happening, I'm able to engage with them, you know, not differentiating what backgrounds they have, because it's all about our students. So, being able to do this role is uplifting for me, and it helps my well-being in that sense where I feel good. When I'm able to help them see their true mana within themselves. Some of our tauira feel disheartened by their life and the things that their experiences that they've had. So, and sharing my experiences with them and having a better understanding as an adult now, I'm able to share that with them and let them see these different choices or different ways of looking at things. And most importantly, giving them the mana of their life and taking charge of who they are as a young person, because I, you know, they're practically young adults when they come to college,
young people,
and they've already dealt with, some of them have dealt with some really heavy take that some of us have never ever experienced. So to be able to let them understand their experiences and try and heal from there to move forward, so they're not dealing with mental health when they get older, hopefully, because they've managed to go reflect over their journeys or their experiences and be able to share that mamai that they might have and feel, you know, maybe a little take off their shoulders and that.
Yeah, because that's, I want to acknowledge the leadership of your school principal.
Yes, he's also.
The reason why we were there, so we visited the Prime Minister was at Rosehill College, was looking at the health unit. And, and that for a health unit, then we have your role as the kaimanaki. That all comes from the principal in terms of what directions he wants the school to go and working along with the local board. So the students that did the karanga when the Prime Minister arrived, that, she was so I recorded it, by the way, a little bit of it. Yeah, and going into the whare where everybody was, all the students were, I think the front row was probably shocked that the Prime Minister was there.
And honoured.
Very honoured. Everybody was sitting so straight. No one was slouching, but
we don't slap for the Prime Minister.
They, they were really excited that they were meeting the Prime Minister that day. And that is about having the right people in place to look after our students in the area.
Right.
So, like you said, you've got an open door. The students want to come. They come see you. And you have a conversation with them, and if there is any restorative approach that needs to happen, then you facilitate that.
Yes. Sometimes it's just about the everyday things that are just going on. Sometimes it's simple relationship building.
So, Faya, do you live in the area?
Papakura?
Yeah.
Aye.
So what are the things in Papakura that you do what's out there in the local community? I mean, for me, I'm at the gym. I try to be healthy. I'm at the New York Fitness in Papakura. But what about you? What do you
Okay. I'm in the gym in my mind.
Yes.
I self-love myself.
Yeah.
And I affirm that daily. Yeah. Walking around the school, you get a lot of steps
in the school.
There.
Yeah, I got that day. Yeah.
Yes, as we walk through the back gate. A lot of it is just having that time to sit, relax, and in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's listening to nice, quiet sounds. Sometimes it's just listening to the live bird sounds in the country I'm at the moment. And, just playing with my grandchildren. Not too much in the fitness scene there.
Yeah, no.
But I think for myself is just doing my own thing. I like to dance, so sometimes it's just shoving on that music nice and loud and getting a bit of swing on while you're doing a bit of cleaning. It always helps with the cleaning.
What do you listen to, Faya? What do you listen to? What's the music?
Oh, I've got a wide range of genre. Currently listening to R&B and hip hop at the moment. Some of the lyrics in there resonated with what I was going through, and I believe the universe gave me some answers there with my life. I love our New Zealand reggae and things like that. They're always on the playlist. And sometimes, you know, just listening to some nice classical Music,
yeah.
Especially when the mokopuna aren't around it. Otherwise, it's, Nana, what are you listening to? I said, good music. Sit and listen.
Yeah. We had one of our guests one day talked about that. What she does, she just goes and roll around in the trampoline with her son while her son's playing, you know. It's just that, you know, in the busyness of you know, our lives these days, those simple things actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
Hey, they do, hey.
Especially about spending time with your grandchildren or your children. Mm. That family time, because we lose a lot of that.
Yeah.
We've got so many busy working parents.
Mm.
You know, I think, you know, that sort of is an effect on our families when there's no connection at home, or just mum and dad in late, out early. Students are getting themselves off to school and some not.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's about getting those that are not into school.
Cause it's, so how do you do that? How do you get kids who are not at school to come to school?
Okay, so I try and make many different
approaches
like ringing, texting, emailing, and then there's always the stop at the door, drop, you know, knock at the door. If no one's home, leaving a letter.
Yeah.
That's where I've gotten to lately, because it's been really hard to get hold of some of our parents.
Mm.
And I understand, you know, everybody's got some things going on in their lives, and it's trying to make it easier to connect with our parents, to find out what is the problem and how can we fix it.
Mm.
And just having that approach with our whānau has been great.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Mm.
How can we make this work? What can we do? Sometimes it's about, the kura is too big.
Mm.
So sometimes it's about finding alternative education places for our young people, something that suits them.
Mm.
And we have had facilities in our local Papakura area, Papakura Activity Centre, Lisa Singe and that, and they work well with our students for full attendance. So sometimes our students who are quarantined in school take a visit up there for 10 weeks so we can get that consistency of them attending, and then we reintroduce them back into the school. Sometimes there's other places like SEAT, Tama Johnson, and re-engaging him, our tauira there, because it's smaller environment, Māori teachers, two Māori teachers teaching our young people, and them being able to achieve credits at an early age where they may not ever get there.
Mm.
We've even got people's potential in Papakura as well, which is great, with Sian and her team. And just being able to connect with those groups and check up on my kids.
Yes.
Once they come past me, they're my kids.
Your kids,
And I always tell them, even when you leave Rosehall, get me on Whaiapare on Facebook and PM me, you know.
Oh.
Because there's the journey I've been on in my life.
Mm.
If I had someone, not putting myself out there, but someone in the role similar to mine that could have helped me through some of my difficulties, I think I could have been the Prime Minister. Sorry, Jacinda.
Could have been the Right Honourable Pārewa Matthews.
Yes. But I feel blessed in the role I am. And when we come back to wellness and things like that, being able to afi our tauira and their families. Yeah. Sometimes it's about bringing the whānau in. The whānau are uneducated, so they don't know what their rights are, and being able to help them and give them some options. It's really rewarding, you know, and that's what you asked earlier. There's lots of things that are really rewarding about my job, and I think it's my niche.
Look, Pare, you've just talked about your connection to the community, and you named a lot of people in the community, because I suppose if you're going to be kaimanaki, if you're going to be supporting the students, you've actually got to know who's in the area and you can help.
Well, then a better shout out to Ngāti Tama Oho, our local hapu.
Yeah,
that is involved with the kura.
Because they're also at Papakura Intermediate.
Matua Ted's our kaumātua for everything, and I would have had him there, asked him to come there for Jacinta if we had but she sneaked up on us, didn't she?
Yeah. She doesn't want a big fuss. She knows that if she tells the community, the big notice is that she just wanted to come in and meet the students and see the health unit there.
Even some of our staff were quite shocked as she walked past, as all the group walked past, yeah, and they were, yeah, teaching, and it was like jaw dropped open. Nobody told us.
Yeah. What I really liked was there were three teachers who were just lounging around. Yes. Just standing, leaning against a fence or as we're walking past, with these big smiles on their faces.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
We were just hanging around.
We've got royalty, yeah, in the house.
No, she really enjoyed her visit, especially talking with the students.
Yes.
Her social studies teacher used to teach at Rochelle.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she took a photo with Kieran Reed, the All Black, Kieran used to attend Rosier College. So
yes.
Yeah, we've got 3 minutes left, Putty. Those 3 minutes are yours. What would you like to share with our listeners today?
Reach out. Mm. Reach out and find someone you can trust to get that help that you might need, or that support, whatever it is. If you're feeling mamai within yourself, there's someone out there that's for you to be able to help you. Do the Google on the YouTube clips about, there's always Ask Sari or Ask Amy or something that you could find out information on how you can find that help if you're too whakamā to go and speak to other people.
Mm.
But it's not so scary now that I've stepped out of stepped over that little leverage way of my wall and pulled that down.
Mm.
But reach out for help. Do not struggle on your own if you can't. Mm. If you feel that you've got a tuki on your shoulders, reach out for that help, because there's someone there for you, and you're not alone. We all feel like we are, but you're not alone, unless you leave yourself to be alone. So don't do that.
Mm.
Kia ora, ngā mahi.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui ki a koe pare, whaia pare. Look, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you. Thank you for your courage, for your honesty, to share your experiences today with our listeners. Keep up the good mahi that you do at Rosehill College. So I just want to ask, if any of the parents are listening, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay.
Email
me, p.matthews, at rosehillcollege.school.nz, or phone in 027-808-2511. Send me a text message, I'll call you back. Let you know who your name is too.
Yeah.
Or you could call the school 09295-0661, and my extension is 866. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to be able to see how I can help. Kia ora.
Kia ora. And that was Well with Anahila today. We've had a very heartful kōrero with Whaia Pare Matthews from Rosehill College. She is the kaimanaki at Rosehill College, and she works with a lot of students at Rosehill College. So just want to say thank you. Big kia ora to you, Pare. Whaia, thank you for coming in today. Hopefully our kōrero would have given people some information on how to connect with you, or how to connect locally in terms of our program Well with Anahila. It is about spreading the message of wellness, and it doesn't take money to do that.
You can
just about a phone call or walking down the road and having a chat with someone down the road. So thank you for coming today. And that was Well with Anahila. Ka kite anō. That was Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. Ka kite. If you're needing to talk with someone about what you've just heard today, free text 1737 anytime for support from a trained counsellor at Lifeline. Or you could call Youthline on 0800 376 633, Youthline 0800 376 633, or Samaritans on 0800 726 666. Or you could just text 1737 for help.